You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
As we head into camp, we focus on sharing some of the content from the hundreds of clinics that we've done over the last year from great coaches on things that are going to apply to you right now, things you can take away from these podcasts and apply to what you're doing regardless of what position you coach, what type of offense you're in, what type of defense you're in, etc. And today we share one from the Cool Clinic, Ohio State offensive line coach Greg Studrawa. And this is a great one where he talks about the curriculum that they have that really creates a sound teaching progression to develop their players. So he goes through their fundamental development. He talks about position skill sheets, game-ready checklists, how they approach the meeting room, some of the things that they hang on the walls in the meeting room, their pre-practice activation, walkthrough, individual. He takes you through each step of the process, where they spend time, how they install things, how this all builds into team and their objectives in each period. So I think there's a lot to take away from here as you think about the different things that you're going to do within your camp and within your game weeks this season. So here you go, Coach Stud, Ohio State, talking about their curriculum. Link to the entire talk in which he shares game film and drill work, etc., is in the show notes. I'll talk more about how you can save on this one after we hear from Coach Stud.
Hey, thank you, Coach. I appreciate it. Very honored to be here. Very honored to speak and share ideas. Everything of who I am and what I am as an offensive line coach has come from 30 years of going to these clinics and doing the things and listening to people, to Bob and to Paul Alexander and Harry Heastand. And everything I do was formed. Things that I got were and have been formed through this clinic for offensive line coaches, which is the greatest in the world. There's no doubt. And the ability to share ideas amongst each other is really unlike any other position. And the ability to do this with people and share ideas is the foundation of making the game better. I really believe that. And some techniques may be good. Some techniques may be bad. It all depends on what you're doing and what you want to accomplish, what your guys can accomplish. It's difficult in my room. I have three freshmen that just got here. They're starting at ground zero. I got nine other guys that have come in the past 2 years that through this pandemic have missed spring ball last year, missed summer work last year, and missed fall camp when we got declined to play football and then came back to play. So there's nine more guys that, in my opinion, are still behind the eight ball in learning these things, in learning the techniques and the fundamentals and the schemes in what you're doing. So you got to be able to make it simple. And the more you learn and get ideas from people, the better you can translate it into what you do and who you are. So like I said, today I'm going to talk about our zone read, our run game, some perimeter run ideas, and again, some fundamentals that go along with it. But these things that I'm going to talk to you about tie in with each other. Sometimes I think somebody goes out and they find a play they want to run, and it may be a great play, but it doesn't tie in to what they're doing. It doesn't fit what you're doing. So then the play doesn't become what you thought it was going to become because it doesn't fit. So I'm going to tie these things in together, and it all starts with our zone read game. Coach Day came in as offensive coordinator 4 years ago, and now he wanted to put in some stretch plays along with that. So we had to work and tie those two things in together because that was going to be a part of what he wanted to do. So I'm going to kind of get to you and talk to you about that transition and the fundamentals and the things that we do along those lines. All right. So the first thing we talk about, all right, the fundamental things. And these are the things that I talk to our kids about too. All right. Number one, toughness. You have to have a toughness and attitude to play this position. There's certain things you have to work on and develop. But the first thing is that mindset and that toughness and that attitude. If you don't have that, you don't realize it's going to take you years to develop these things that we're teaching you, the fundamentals, the techniques, the body position, all those things. You're not going to accomplish what you want to accomplish. Bending our knees. We have a bending program that we do with Coach Marotti in the weight room. We start all with our stretch bands and yoga and all those things to get knees, hips, and ankles as flexible as we can to get these guys to bend. They were in there this morning at 7 a.m., all 20 of them, working on our D-bend program. And it was awesome to see. They're getting better. You can develop that. You can help that. And then to move with your knees bent. Not being a waist bender, but being a knee bender. Moving and being able to do that. All right? Have leverage on a defender. We're going to talk about leverage in blocks today. Pad leverage, hand leverage, and then according to our play, they have to understand ball leverage, where the ball's going. And then footwork, delivery blow, and then finish. Those are the fundamental things that we talked about these guys, making sure they understand what those are and how to accomplish them. All right, the techniques, stance, building a good stance. We got guys of all sizes. Work to get them in a stance that's sound and comfortable for them to work out of. Our tackles operate out of a two-point stance. Our guards operate out of a three-point stance. So there's difference in fundamentals there that we work on with those guys. Footwork is something we work all the time. We work it every day. Footwork and fundamentals in certain blocks. And again, most of our stuff is, the majority of our stuff is zone blocking. So we focus on those blocks. The strike with the hands, getting our hands inside. That's the hard lessons are learned when someone gets in there and you can't finish a block because the man sheds you and gets rid of you because your hands aren't inside and you don't have the proper leverage of your hands. All right, again, working the feet, driving the feet, finishing at the second level. We talk about finishing at the second level. We talk about speed to power. Coming off a combination block, creating speed, and then power striking a linebacker at the second level. It's something we've worked on for about 2 years now. We're still nowhere near, but we're getting better at it. And then like you talk about, finish through the whistle. Finish, finish, finish. That's an attitude. Doesn't take any talent to be able to finish and do those things. All right? We have a skill sheet we talk about. All right, and here's the skills that we evaluate each of these guys and talk to them about them. Where are you at certain fundamentals? If they don't know and they don't understand that fundamental, they're probably not going to be very good there. If we help them understand and share these things with them, here's a certain aspect you need to work on. We got some guys, these kids are 17, 18 years old. They're getting away from home for the first time. They're on their own. They got class. They're chasing girls. They're doing all these things. So we got to make them fundamentally focus on these things. And the younger they are, the more difficult it is. But we start from the very beginning and evaluate these things. And then we meet at the end of spring. We meet at the end of summer. And we meet at the end of the season. And we talk about what has been developed. What have I done? What can I do better? Because these are the things that are important to our, well, your success in our scheme. This is what we do and who we are. Then we give them evaluation. We give them areas to improve at the bottom. And that's what they're working on today. Like I said, they were in there this morning working on those very things on their own, areas which they need to improve. So I think those things are critical in understanding what they're doing. The same thing. We have a checklist. We have a game-ready checklist for each position for each week. After we break the film down on Sunday, who's our opponent? What are we going to do? We get through Monday. And we go to the checklist. Here's the plan. Here's what we're going to run. Here's how we're going to play action. Here's how we're going to do these certain things. So each position has a checklist that they're going to do and that they have to get ready. And then Thursday, after our Thursday practice, when we go to our Friday meeting before the Friday walkthrough, we go through the checklist. Are you okay with how you got to do this? Here's the techniques you have to execute. Here's the combination blocks that you have to execute. Are you good with those? Now, coach, I really don't understand that. I really don't understand this. We went through the week. We try to hit all through of these things through individual drills, get geared, and then we check the checklist to make sure here's what's going to happen during the game. Are you prepared to execute these things when the game starts? And that's with each position. The centers, then we go to the guards. There's maybe a little bit different. And then finally to the tackle position. Those are a little bit different. But each, these are things that you have to be able to execute in the schemes of what we're doing. And so when we go over that, they feel confident, okay, you know what? I understand it, man. I can understand what we're doing. And when they do this, here's my answer. That's part of their toolbox that we develop and then make sure that they're ready to carry that into the game. All right, running the football, obviously. It's important here like you wouldn't believe. That's Coach Day's number one thing. We are going to run the football. We're going to run the football in a variety of ways. We're going to make sure we can do that, that we are physical foremost before anything else, and that we run the ball. So we make sure we look at it, we study it. Yards per carry are important. Efficiency of each play is important. So we study that. But we are going to absolutely run the football before anything else. So they have to understand that. The concepts that I'm going to talk about today are right here. Here's some ideas of what we do. Obviously, our zone read play. Now we are a stretch team. There's a bunch of ways that we run that and different ideas with it. Our bash play is another outside perimeter play and our flank play. So you can see we put studies over those. Over the last 4 years, we are obviously what we're putting our time into, we're getting results in. And so that's where we focus our time and all those things in our run game, which obviously with us, it involves the quarterback. So that's always a part, and our blocking schemes are going to work off that. So here's the teaching progression, right? When we bring these guys in, this is how we go about installing, number one, technique, and number two, then we go back and we do the same thing with the schemes and the plays and how we're blocking it and all those things. But it starts first with us with technique, and it starts with combination blocks in our zone scheme. That's where we spend the most time because that's what we do probably 75-80% of the time. So we start in the meeting room. Everything is introduced to them in the meeting room, and it's introduced in writing so they can see it. They have iPads, that their offensive line manual is in their iPads. Their playbook is in their iPads. Our combination blocks and schemes are on their iPads. So they have that automatically to study, and then that's where we start going over it. All right, so it starts with the plays and the techniques drawn up and explained so they can understand what a cage block is. All right, here it's a combination, and we write it out so they can read it, they can see it, and they can understand it. And then we'll watch some clips in the meeting room as I'll go through them here. But every block that we have in that system, in that scheme, is drawn up so that they can sit down right here and watch that and look at that and see what they're doing on this, all right? So that they have an understanding of that, all right? The second piece is pre-practice. We have 10 minutes every day after we get out there that we call activation. We use that as the second piece. So whatever combos or piece of we are focusing on that, all right? So we go to pre-practice and it's activation, it's 10 minutes. No helmets on, it's just walkthrough, it's getting loose, and we focus on the little things. That's where the footwork comes in. We'll step over boards, we'll use combinations. We just want them to get in a nice walkthrough tempo what we just talked about, how you're going to go through it, how you're going to step, where your target is, how you're going to place your hands, where your second step is, all those things, and it's a 10-minute really briefing before we go to practice, before we start practice. So we have that. That's the second piece to the puzzle. We'll get boards out. We'll go through boards at an angle that we're talking about. We'll go through combination steps. We'll go through all those things just to get them loose and now take it to the second step from the board to the drill work, but not full drill work, just figuring it out, doing it for the first time, seeing it for the first time for some of the guys. Then we go to walkthrough. So then it's a period where the whole team's out there. We're going through what we put in that day, what we're focusing on that day. If it's game week, what are our number one runs? here we go, step through the alignments, where the defense, where this team's going to align, and then we run a script of 25 plays. And it's those plays, and we walk through them. It's a simple step, get our IDs correct with the center, make the calls, and it's a nice slow period for them to, again, start now putting it together in the big scheme. And we go through it as a preemptive to what we're going to do for that practice. So it's been taught, it's been drilled in a walkthrough tempo, now it's in a team setting, and we go through all of those. And again, it's an 8-minute period, we get 25 plays, and we snap right through them. So now it's, again, it's another reinforcement of where their targets are, what their footwork is, who they're going, the technique on an individual block, whatever it may be, we're going back through it and reinforcing what we taught in the classroom. So the next piece, now we go to individual. So now, and again, we don't have, it's difficult, as you guys all know, everybody deals with it, I guess. We don't have a lot of individual time. Our individual time is more in the spring, we have quite a bit. So we can get all these concepts and fundamentals taught how we want them taught. In the fall, our individual time gets less and less because we go to group, we go to all those kind of things that I'll show you here and how we do it. But you have to be really, really sharp with what you're doing and get the guys the reps they need without wasting time. And that's difficult sometimes. And difficult for us because we do so many different things, but you have to get those reps. So we focus on, again, whatever the emphasis of that day is and what we're going to work, fundamentals. We use the boards a ton. This is where we get our man blocks at the different angles. We work on our steps. We work on our hands. We work on our punch. And again, it's against our own guys. We're not against the defense yet, but we're now starting to develop the physical part. After the first three pieces, we're mental part. All right, so then we go through, we'll do our individual, we'll do our combinations. We use the shoots a bunch to get the combinations done under the shoot so that we can work on pad level, we can work on footwork, we can work on leg drive and all the things that we need to work on each individualized combination. And we try to get those done as quickly as we can in an individual period so they can understand the block and how we're gonna use that block, all right? Then the next piece, then we're going to go to half line. All right, now it's turned up, okay? Now it's against the defense. Now we can get a combination block. We can get a one-on-one block. We can get whatever pieces of the puzzle we're working on, but it's still not a team setting. It's still a technique drill. We're not worried about the result of the play. We're not worried about those things. What we're worried about and what we're focused on here is live competition against good people. We're not working against our guys now. We're not working against the dummies. We're going live. And we'll get half line. We'll get 20 reps of a half line period. Again, each side will get 8 to 10. So we can work on these, and we can work on a physicalness. We can work on technique. We can work on all those things. As you can see here, here's a half line period. We're running a mid-zone play. Right, obviously, now we got to focus on a technique of a base block. Here's what I'm talking about on the speed to power, that we talk about climbing to the second level and working whether I'm going to combination here or whether the shade is tight enough there where the center says man. And I'll talk about the combinations and those schemes in a minute here. All we can work on is our fundamentals now, and it's just a half line period. It's don't care about the play and the ball and the tackle and who gained yards. Focus on your technique. You're going against the best dudes. We go ones-on-ones in this period, and we get to challenge them. And again, that guy's getting legs rolled up and all those kind of things. So it's an outstanding drill. We go half-line run, and then we do half-line pass. And we do both, so we can get work on both those individual techniques against really, really good people, but not in the team setting when dudes are getting rolled up. So again, that's how we do it. The next piece, now we're going to go to inside run. So we go from individual, we go to group, which is still kind of individual, and then we go to group where it is inside run. Now let's get after it. Make your calls, work on your combinations, all the things that we're doing. We're putting the whole thing together. We're going against the defense. We're going live. And now here we go. And it's man to man to man, working on all the things that we talk about in the drill. And again, we start off with, which is really good, I think, is here's the difference. We start off this inside run period early. early in spring and the same thing early in camp. And we work it versus base looks. So we can work on blocking the three technique. We can work on cutting off a two eye or a shade backside. So this is just work on these guys getting work. He's got to defeat the block. We have to make the block. And then as we progress, we get into movement and blitzes and linebacker stunts and all those things in the drill later on. But early, it's about establishing fundamentals and technique. It's not about some of that stuff. We get to that stuff and that movement piece because we see about on first and 10 and second and normal, we see about 62% blitz. They're not going to stand there and sit there and just let us block them. So we have to work on that piece because we see it a lot. It was the most it's been this past season, but that's fine. We still have to develop the fundamentals first. Then let's talk about all the stunts and the movements and the things that we have to work as the second piece. So after this is established, and again, here's the toughness attitude drill. You go in this drill and they know it's tough. It's one-on-one. They know it's a run. Let's go to work. And then we can break down your individual techniques and the things that we need to work on based on what's happened through this drill. And it's a great drill. Again, we do the same thing every day. And then the last piece, we go to team. Same deal. Now we're going to team. And again, all through this day or all through this week, we have a shortened menu of what we're going to do, what we're going to run, what we're going to try to accomplish. What blocks are we going to work on today? What fundamentals are we going to work on today? All right. And then as we go through it, here's how we go. We work the fundamentals. We work the techniques. It's live. It's one-on-one against our defense. And now we can see how good that we're going to get at the techniques. So that's the curriculum, all right, of how we teach it. All right, we go through that. That's the fundamentals. Then the next day, it might be different things. It might be a stretch fundamental focus. It might be a zone read fundamental focus. Whatever the things that we're going to do that week in practice or that game that following week, we break those down and we put them through that curriculum in that order of teaching them and those guys how to do that and how to fundamentally get those techniques solved.
Thanks again for listening to the Coaching Coordinator Podcast. The link to this entire talk is in the show notes. You can save on this one by using the code CCPSTUD. I'll put that link and you'll see exactly how it's written in the show notes. Save 50% on this talk from the Cool Clinic. It's just loaded with great things. If you like to run the zone running game, Coach talks about all aspects of how they do it here, shares a ton of things on film. I will also put a link in the show notes to some of our preseason camp content that we've had over the last few years, stuff that you can go back through. Again, a lot of takeaways, regardless of what position you're in. Check the show notes for that link. Follow all we're doing at coachingcoordinator.com and follow me on Twitter @CoachKGrabowski.